Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, William Downs. We bring regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. Basic Business AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency to hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Tanya Bugby. She's a dynamic business coach with over a decade of experience helping real estate pros and entrepreneurs leap into action and crush their goals. With her clear fun approach, she empowers clients to ditch excuses and build lasting success that sticks. Welcome to the podcast, Tanya. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, good. Man, that's great to have you. So, everything, we always just start with this question right off the go. Yep. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
I love that question. So as a business coach, clients will have excuses as to, I didn't write anything for my social media post, or I don't know what to write next week. So it really helps with reinforcing that excuses, don't work, at least not in my coaching program. And AI is really helping my clients. Most of my clients are real estate professionals, not all of them. I coach business owners. So coach a roofer, roofer needs to do marketing for his company. But for my real estate professionals, it has helped them ditch, like it or not, the excuses that I don't know what to say, I don't know what to write, I don't write well. All those excuses, when they go to AI, it helps them. It's amazing.
I love that. So yeah, I was wondering where you're going to go with that. And so you're saying that if you hit a wall, that's where you can leverage AI and go, hey, here's where I'm at. And then There goes that excuse of, I can't do it because I don't know how to write a starter email or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Whatever it is, if it's an email, if it's an MLS post to describe the house, if it's a 5-part series on what buyers need to do to prepare for a home, AI helps. I mean, and then I teach them to, how to use it, how to input their voice, their tone, those kind of things, so that I don't want them copying, pasting it right out of AI, but It gets them unstuck every single time.
I love it. So what do you recommend? Do you use ChatGPT? Is that your favorite one, or do you have a different one that you use, or is there a special tool that you're?
I use ChatGPT. I use the pro version. So with my clients like start with the free version. Let's just start.
Right.
They're fearful of it. And actually I've had a few clients where it's like, well, my children aren't allowed to use it in school. So I feel like I'm cheating if I'm using it. I'm like, you're not in school. Go use it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's about to change. My sister is a professor at a college, and she's implementing ChatGPT in there. She's like, they're going to use it. Let me show her how to use it and also use it to learn and not cheat. She was catching, she sent an email out to her students saying, it came to my attention, some of you are using ChatGPT. Basically, you can turn yourself in and not get completely in trouble. And she said like a third or a half of her students turned in, like they were like, sorry. She's like, I had no idea it was that many. She just knew there was a couple. You know how, like, I don't know if it does it as much anymore. It used to say, as an AI language model, blah, 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 blah. That was literally in a report she got.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, wow, that's dumb. Oh. Like, if you're going to cheat, at least spend a little bit of time. Good Lord.
Right. I know. Well, I remember when I was in the sixth grade and I was helping one of the boys in my class was struggling, and it was a writing class. And so he paid me in M&Ms to write a paper. And I'm like, I'm going to write this paper for you. And he'd bring me this big sack of M&Ms. I mean, I was in the sixth grade, fifth grade, something like that. And I said, but you got to go home and rewrite it. But he did it. And the teacher's like, busted. And I was like, I guess that's when I learned that, you just can't cure lazy.
Well, it's interesting because that's what well, I was on a writing kick for a while there, and one of the things I think my mom was telling me, because she was in like a writer's club, and she was talking about, I think it might have been Benjamin Franklin, would like read a book and then basically take really detailed notes of the book, and then he would throw his notes away, and then he would rewrite the book just from memory from having done that. And I was like, to me, that's a great way to like create your version of something. And
I
that's kind
love
of how I
that.
feel about AI. Like, like it'll give you something, it'll get you a start, but if you just, yeah, like you said, if you copy and paste that, it's sometimes it's just dead. There's something missing.
I mean, I can see, like, if I'm on LinkedIn, I can see, what I can usually tell somebody who copy and pasted right from, ChatGPT. You've got to put your flair in it. You got to put the words, like, if I'll put something in for a LinkedIn post and I'll go, I would never say that word, right? When I read what ChatGPT, and like, nope, I got to take that out and make it my own. But it's a great foundation when you're stuck. Why not? I mean, we're like, I'm surprised with your sister that it wasn't more like 80% of the class, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Or at least the ones that turn themselves in. The one, some of them might have been like, they'll never know. I was
Never
smart
know.
about it. But yeah,
True.
she's like, she's actually making assignments. They got like a class account or whatever. I guess since it's free now, but yeah. She's like encouraging them. Here's how, like, some of the stuff that they do, she does English. Some of the stuff they do is like formatting a certain way, AP formatting. I don't know. I don't know that world. And I think in her mind, she's like, if you have a tool that can do it, I don't care. You don't have to memorize this. You just need, when I say turn it in this formatting, turn it in this formatting. So if you take what you did and put it into ChatGPT and say, do this kind of formatting, as long as it's that formatting, you use the tool right. That, to me, that's like a spell check. We should be able to use those tools. So,
Yeah, man, I wish I had even spell check when I was in college or high school, right? And
or
or
the
I would say, I'm so I'm gonna date myself right now. I had to type all my papers, right? So I had to make them. Yeah, I did not have Word. I had to type them.
I'm always complaining because I didn't have the internet in high school, and I'm like, man, there's so many cool things, that you can do now.
So I'm like, let's just embrace it. Let's not copy and paste it, but let's embrace it. It's there. It's not going anywhere.
What are you most excited about with AI right now? Like, is there something that like it's not quite there yet and you're excited about that? And what are you most like, what do you think could be some problems coming up?
Gosh, that's great questions. I love, like, one of the things I do in my own personal life, it'll create, I want a food plan, I want a vegan food plan, don't want these foods in it, want leftovers. I mean, I can be so specific, and then it comes up with a 7-day food plan and a grocery list. Man, I just wish it would just do the grocery shopping for me. Like, right, or contact Instacart or something. Like, it's like, I want the next step. Keep going.
I feel like that's gonna be a product next year. Like, I think everybody's like making products this year, and I think they're gonna start certain of them will become popular. I feel like some things, I've had some people ask me to make some stuff with AI, and I'm like, there's so many things I think will be built into the operating system. There's no point in making it. Like being able to look through your emails right now, like you do like a search, and if you don't type the exact word, you won't find it. But like that technology is already out there. Somebody just has to implement it. And I'm like, I could do that, but like all Apple has to do, or or Windows has to do, is just go, oh yeah, like, yeah, we'll do that, add that. So I'm like, that's not a product. That's just a waste of time on something that's about to be around the corner.
And I have not, so most of this is on me. I have not learned how to really lean into AI around graphics. So I'll try, and then it looks terrible. I'm like, okay, now I'm just going to Canva and doing this myself. And I tried the AI version in Canva. So either A, I'm not doing it right, or B, it's just not there yet. I don't know. So I don't want to just say crap because I know I'm still learning, but I have not crossed over into the graphics piece. The writing piece, yes, but okay, now create a really great post and here's my logo, here's my colors, here's my font. It doesn't work for me yet.
Yeah, I haven't found anything that's that good. Like creating images and stuff, you can kind of do that. Like I use something called, I think it's playground.ai. That's pretty cool because it can do a certain amount of text, but if you give it a bunch of text, it starts becoming gibberish. And just like with ChatGPT, sometimes you just have to say, no, I don't like that. Try again. Well, that's the same with art. Although I think more so. I feel like if I want to make art, like I'm hitting retry like 10 times. And then finally I'm like, yes. But then because I do graphic stuff as well, like in Photoshop, I'll then take that and do some changes or take two different ones and merge them together and stuff. But yeah, it's the same kind of thing. Well, hey, so tell me about like what you do for your clients and what's your target demo, and let's hear a little bit about you.
Well, I've owned businesses in the past. I lived on a sailboat for 8 years. This was a long time ago. It was from like the age of 18 to 24, and I used to write for Cruising World magazine. So again, I wish I had this tool back then because I was typewriting everything on a boat and then, mailing it hard copy, right? There was no internet. But I've owned a flight school and a restaurant with my ex, and then I became a real estate agent, and I've been licensed in three states: Florida, California, and Texas. My ex was a corporate trainer, so we moved around a lot. And then when I became a single mom, I stayed in Houston and became one of the top producing realtors in the region. And then I got recruited into a real estate coaching company. So then I worked as a corporate coach for a real estate co coaching company. And then now I have my own business. So I coach, that's why I coach a lot of realtors because of my real estate background. So to answer your question, I help, brokers, lenders, realtors get unstuck, work on their mindset. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm too new. I'm too old, whatever their mindset is, and help them, meet them where they're at and help them get to where they want to be. And all, I mean, 20% of that is mindset, 80% is hard work. A lot of real estate agents don't realize that they own a business. They have an employee mindset. They don't realize I am now, a badass businesswoman. It just doesn't come out. They don't learn that they have to now manage a business. So that's what I help them realize and do. And I love my success stories, and I love watching them cross the finish line and then start a new finish line every year. So most of my clients I've coached over 2 or 3 years, some of them up to 7 years. So it's just really fulfilling, and I wake up every morning loving what I do.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I imagine one of the big things is helping them create that structure that they don't get from being their own company. Like that's one of the things I did. I worked from home for years and it worked great. And then I went and got a job. And then when I went back, it was a little bit harder because I was kind of used to like the structure that was kind of created for me. And I learned some things from it because I know what worked and what didn't, but there was like some rewiring that had to happen because yeah, I was like, oh, well, I just somebody tell, I have this deadline every day. I have to tell somebody what I got done. And when you're on your own, I imagine certainly with real estate, you could go a day without doing anything. No one's going to complain. You're just not going to make any money.
That's right. Well, it's true. And one of my favorite questions I ask, in fact, I was coaching a roofing company, and I was coaching their employees. And yes, the roofing company gives them leads, but they also can go out and get their own roofs. They can go find their own, database of people and referrals. And so I'm helping them with this. And I asked this of everybody I coach: if you look back at your week or look back at your month, like hover over your business in a helicopter, look down at your work ethic, working on your business, not organizing your desk, right? Or organizing files, working on your business, lead generating, growing your business. Would you hire yourself or fire yourself? And 80% initially will say, I'm fired. That's it. I'm fired, right? Okay, well, let's get you rehired, right? Because
That's a good way to
you
get
got to
them to
get the word.
acknowledge that.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, I watched 8 episodes of Yellowstone or something. That's not getting you hired. And in all fairness, when most people get into real estate, or for me, when I started to decided to start my own coaching business, It was for freedom of my schedule. Like the corporate company I worked for wouldn't let me coach from anywhere. And as a business coach, I can coach from anywhere. I'm like, well, okay, I don't like this rule. I want more freedom. So that's the key word I hear all the time from my clients is I decided to be a realtor or run my own company for the freedom. And then we take it over. I mean, we kind of go over that line of too much freedom, right? And we actually do have to have a schedule. We actually do need to keep ourselves, you know, hired and maybe work 20 hours a week on our business, not just in the business. So that's a big aha moment for a lot of my clients when they're like, oh, yeah, I'm fired.
Wow. Yeah. No, I actually just recently, I've got somebody that now calls me every day at 3:30, and I go over my checklist with them. I'm ADHD, and if I don't have some sort of accountability, I don't need a boss, but I need somebody so that I can say it out loud and go, okay, I didn't do this, but I did do this. Here's why I didn't do this. And here's how I'm going to adjust my goals for tomorrow so that I'm so it's a success and not a sad story.
Right, exactly. And I love that you're getting that accountability. So my clients can choose how many coach calls they want every month. And I love the ones in the beginning that choose every Monday at 9 o'clock. I have one client every Monday at 9 o'clock to make sure she's set up for the week, right? It's knowing what to do, staying on focus, but also the accountability of, okay, here's your weekly plan. They get moving much quicker with that kind of accountability and focus. Because again, in any business, I'll just keep saying real estate, but in any business, there's so many different ways to grow your business. Is it social media? Are you gonna knock on doors? I mean, I coach an insurance person who knocks on 100 doors a week. You know, what are you gonna do to grow your business? I don't judge what they choose to do, and I'll give them ideas if they don't have them, but we got to be consistent. And that's the most one of the most important words in running your business is consistency. And so having somebody like you have in your corner. And if it's not working, or if you're consistently not doing something, then we need to pivot and pick something else. And I don't want to wait 6 months for that pivot.
Yeah, for
Right.
sure. Well, tell me how people can get in touch with you.
I'm easy to find. Most things on the social media is my name, so Tanya Bugbee, and it's Bugbee just like it sounds. I love my last name now. Wasn't so fun as a kid.
Oh, no.
Tanya Bugbee. So my website's tanyabugbee.com. Social media sites, plug in Tanya Bugbee. I'm easy to find.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much
Thank
for being on
you.
the program. Like I said, it's short and sweet.
Yep. Oh, it's really fun. I like short and sweet.
Well, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. So thank you to Tanya for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about, oh no, I didn't put that information right here. Where's my thing here? Hold on. I guess there's going to be an edit right there.
There you go.
Well, let's see.
I'm so glad you're human because I do all that kind of stuff too, all the time. I'm like, this is
Oh
fun.
man.
I'm not the only
Yeah. This is one of my more successful ones other than this mess. So, all right,
one.
well, I'm gonna try that one again. So thank you, Tanya, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about Tanya by going to tanyabugbee.com or going to any of her social media accounts. It's also, you can search for Tanya Bugbee, as she said. If you'd like to be on one of our podcasts, reach out to us and go to our oh no, do I not have that there either? Oh gosh. You can apply to be on a future episode of Basic Business AI by simply going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI.